Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Ta-da.
Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. We're picking up where we left off last with the group tending their wounds.
After the dog massacre.
Now we're going to rescue Gundren.
In the kennel. So let's go ahead and just kind of get you guys in there.
I'm sure Sultan is writing down how it felt to have his ribcage out in the cold air.
It's good knowledge to have.
The Celsio. Yes. Who found his book?
I was interested in anatomy, just not my own.
Alrighty, so last I remember, we were all basically mending our wounds. You,
yes.
By the way...
I was climbing up the
you
rubble
were
thing
looking
just
at, up
look.
There?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These wounds that you speak of, I don't recall any.
No, unfortunately, it was only the wizard and the rogue that decided to get
up close and personal.
The people that are not supposed to take.
That does seem a little counterintuitive.
Now, I mean, you could blame the DPS, or you could blame the tanks.
Oh no, it's definitely the
no,
DPS.
No, no,
it's DPS.
In terms of the elf, I blame the elf entirely. I'm not going to blame the rogue.
Well, that's because I'm not human.
She's
That's
very.
Right. You're not people.
I'm not people. Yeah.
You're a very nice foreign elf. Not as nice as the dwarf, though.
Yeah.
He's quite polite.
And he keeps people alive. There's something about that.
I do the opposite.
Apparently.
All right.
Well, you'll never know who you'll meet on a trial. So
Tilda's going
to
want
to
go ahead and check
polite.
Out that little ledge that's up there.
Cool.
Okay, so. If you were really interested in it, you notice that from the main passage of the cave mouth climbs a steep upward little area of rocks. And we're talking 30-foot ceilings in this area, by the way. So,
why is the wizard in front?
Because the wizard wants
around.
To be.
We're milling around at this point.
So, are you going to try to climb up that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead and... Give me a athletics check.
Someone should be down there
okay,
together.
Okay, let's see here.
What?
Okay.
Seriously, a rogue is -1?
You're a halfling. You're not very strong. You're tiny.
Ooh, okay, I got a 16.
Okay, so what's your base speed?
My base speed is 25 feet.
Okay, so you climb roughly about 15 feet up there. You're about halfway, or once you're a little halfling climbing up there, you know. Are you guys providing her light, by the way?
Yes.
With the
yes.
light
with the coin.
Spell?
Yeah.
Okay. So you notice that the fissure is getting smaller and smaller, and there's loose rocks that have been falling down here, and a few bits of refuse as you're climbing up there. So you make it about halfway up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to continue on?
Yes.
Okay. Give me another check.
Nine.
I'm down there to catch her.
Okay. So pretty much as you're down there going, you know, waiting to catch her, all of a sudden she's climbing, but she kind of slips and falls. She goes up a few feet, but then falls right back down a few feet, and a couple rocks are clinging off your armor as she's there and slipping. You're like, don't fall. Okay. And go ahead and try again.
I'll look over again. Perhaps we should just toss her up next time.
I thought we tossed dwarves.
Okay.
Dwarves
so, unfortunately,
are pretty heavy
just as Thrain's looking up going,
time.
don't fall,
I
she
fall.
Loses her grip and starts sliding
I'll
down.
Grab her.
I will give you a strength attempt to lessen her damage from
okay.
the fall.
Could I try to use magic hand?
She weighs too much.
And she's falling really quick, so...
As
it'll be just
really slow.
13, 14, 15.
Okay, so you
yeah,
do help catch her fall, which is going to lessen the damage.
Aww.
Yay!
Which is good, because she's going to take only 2 points of damage
okay.
for from the fall. She falls into your arms, going as there's dust and rubble
well,
coming.
As much as I'd like,
why don't we just head? Head to where we saw.
Yes, as much as I'd like to see what's
yes,
there.
Yes, kiss, kiss,
head this
kiss.
Way. Okay, this way.
Okay.
You saved me, oh wonderful dwarf.
I'll do the music.
Okay. So, while Tilla was climbing, you know, we've got Sultan who's cleaned off his book from the funk. So, what are you guys going to do from here?
We're going to head towards the...
Okay.
I suggest those of you with heavy armor should go in.
Who of you have dark vision?
I have dark vision.
Okay, so in what order are you going to be heading out?
I think the dark... You want to try something different this time. Those with dark vision... Up front, perhaps, or at least I'll go up front.
Yes, I suggest you should go up front.
That way they don't see us first.
Okay, so who's going to come next?
Unless it's acceptable with everyone.
Yeah, so that's fine. I can shoot over your head.
Yeah.
So can I.
Most things go over my head. What was she talking about? So I was thinking I could head up front, and then you guys stay a distance behind me so they don't see us.
Well, we've seen you at stealth.
Okay, so...
Who's going to go next?
Element! Do we still trust him to be stealthy?
Well, if I go up more than 20 feet ahead of you, they won't see me, and you'll be too far for them to see with your light.
Okay.
But wait, do we still trust him to use stealth?
I won't be stealthy. I'll just...
Clay!
Okay, so
I already know we're here, people.
So are you going to go up ahead alone, or are you guys going to follow behind him?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I
so who will go after the dwarf?
Someone who has armor.
Ready to go.
I would hate to leave Thrain alone. He's so charming.
And small.
And my shield is so large.
I'll come next after leaving
our
hair.
And I will be after her.
Really large.
Okay.
It's just the hair.
And which one of you guys has the light, by the way?
Someone in the middle or towards the back?
Well, I
had
the light.
I'll carry the light.
You'll carry the light?
Okay.
But we'll get
if you let me go a little further ahead of you guys, the light won't affect me and I'll be able to see in the dark.
Okay. Okay.
The light goes 20 feet.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to be about this far.
Okay, so after
and you saw which way the goblin went. So
is this good for when you get to this point, basically?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. At this point, so you guys aren't stealthing?
There's no chance.
I think there's no point.
Yeah.
Are you saying I can't stealth?
I see.
You could.
You could stealth.
You
I'm not sure whether it's...
In the middle of the group, I don't see anything. But there's this odd person-sized space in their marching order.
Okay. As you come around the bend here, you blatantly see what appears to be a goblin that was trying to hide right here. And as soon as he sees you, he kind of does this horrible impersonation of a dire bat and goes,
squeak, squeak.
And as he
squeak,
does this,
squeak,
I'm going to say,
squeak,
catch, catch, and throw him my axe.
I love this game of catch.
I love a good game of catch.
Okay, so plus four. Oh, I don't have any more hero points.
Inspiration points.
13. Vision casting. Splash.
Okay, so
it's not my fault he couldn't catch.
Your trajectory.
The axe, unfortunately, yes, does go flying off, clinking down.
Can I try to use Frostway? 60-foot range?
Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay.
I always forget.
I have a 14.
What's your
little comments?
19.
10.
9.
6.
This is why I'm never in front. Because my initiative is terrible.
No, I just keep telling you, your armor slows you down.
But it's so charming. Have you seen how it glints in the sunlight?
I'm sure it's for something else.
Okay. So Sultan got 19?
I didn't get 19.
You're going first.
Okay. And what did Galen get?
10.
And Lady Cortland?
9.
And Thrain?
I got 6.
14. Spellcasting is still just plus intelligence, right?
It should say, but...
Okay. Does?
Yeah, read it.
Yeah, okay, I'm right.
All right.
Oh, don't
I'm not right. They did reinforcement.
We're slugs.
tied up.
That's right.
That's
right.
He's tied up outside. Yeah.
Smile.
Okay, so how is it plus 5?
You roll a d20 and add 5 to it.
Yes, but if it's just intelligence, it should
it's your intelligence bonus plus your level.
Yeah, oh, well, that makes sense.
Yep. Okay, so, Sultan, you are first.
So with my sniper ray of frost...
Okay, well,
60.
First, would you like to move forward, because you don't have line of sight on me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Otherwise, you're just going to be doing
like... You can't
my...
see this guy
like...
until you're about right here.
Okay.
No, no, that's me.
Oh.
He's the dark one.
Yeah. You know, the elf with
you
the staff.
You can be in the same space as your compatriot, right?
We can move past.
There you go. You can go right to that
spot.
Okay.
Ray of frost.
Okay, ray of frost.
Eighteen
will hit. What does your ray of frost do to the goblin?
It does a d8 damage, so it does
freeze ray.
No, it's d8 damage. Just look at it.
Okay, good.
But I'll look at it again. D8. Yep.
Okay. It's also got some added benefits too.
And it's its speed is reduced by 10 feet until my next round.
He's frosted.
2 damage.
Okay, you hit him, you see ice form on him, and he's like, eh! And he's a little covered in glints of frost. Okay, so next will be Tilda.
Okay, I'm gonna... I can
and
go
who's carrying the light source, by the way?
I was.
You were? Okay, so now it's nicely lit up.
So I'm gonna come up the...
Speed of 25?
Yep. And shoot him with my short bow.
Ooh.
Because he's not dead yet, right?
Nope.
Shoot him in the face.
Okay.
Natural
20! So I got a 25.
That will definitely hit him.
For those at home, she rolled a natural 20.
Okay, so.
So remember, you're going to roll your damage dice twice. So 2d6.
Okay, 4 plus 3. So 7 points of damage.
Okay, your arrow hits him, and you just hear. As he clutches the arrow with ice glinting on him and falls off the bridge onto the ground.
As the water sweeps him away.
Well, no, he lands on this side. You hear a sickening thud.
Oh. And ice shards with little bits of goblin in them.
And there's a little tinkle, tinkle, tinkle,
and
tinkle.
You see this little glitter of the ice that was on his feet falling down.
Stay ready, my friends. He'll be here. There, his friends will be here
that
soon.
That is the first non-bush you've killed.
Good.
That's right.
I thought it was a bush.
Let's see, she was thinking, okay, shoot the bush, shoot the bush.
Okay, so then we're going to have Galen, the gallant.
There's no one to kill, so.
Yep.
I'm going to loot him.
Let's move forward. Yeah.
No, I'm looting him.
Well, on your next turn, you can loot him.
Let's all move forward
and
figure out which way we're going.
Okay, so how far forward are you going to go?
I'll go over to here and pick up my axe.
And you do notice that there's two paths. There's a path this way and a path this way.
No, I'm thinking...
Which way did we see?
He's saying combat isn't over.
Okay.
Yeah, combat's still technically going on.
Okay, then I'm going to hold... Can I hold action in this game?
Yeah, you can
until
hold action.
Until I see an enemy?
Okay, so you're holding action until you
see
an enemy?
Bow's ready.
Okay, so you're staying back here?
Yes.
Okay, so Lady Coraline.
Well, clearly the rest of the party understands their rules. And has once again dispatched the enemy without my having to really do anything.
But it was really your management.
That's true.
Do you compliment them to such?
Yes! Yes! Excellent work! You are marvelous creatures. I love the way you threw your axe. That was such a verb.
I am going to study exactly where I hit him and why it was not as effective as the last goblin.
Okay.
Hit
and so you're going to stay in your current spot, or are you going
to
move forward?
Knowledge
is the path to
power. I
will
move forward, staying near the dwarf, a delightful cleric, and his big axe.
Okay. So it would then be Thrain's turn.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're coming to get your retrieve your axe.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep an eye out for whatever's about to stab me in the head.
Okay, so pretty much you go over here and find your axe conveniently laying there, out of the water.
Okay.
So that's the
wipe it off.
Would have been the goblin's turn, where you just hear gurgling of his last breath.
I will, because I believe knowledge is the path to power, study exactly where I hit. Why didn't do the same damage as the last goblin? Was it elevation, since it was higher?
You think it may have been the moisture in the air in the cave?
Yes. Yeah.
The condensation may have stolen some of the frost. Because
that's my ideal.
Sounds inspiring.
It does.
Okay. Pretty much at that exact moment, as Thrain reaches down to pick up his axe,
you
hear a rumble sound that starts growing deeper and deeper.
Ah, now that's what I was waiting for.
Does it sound like many things are coming, or just one big
thing? It sounds like, you know, to your folk hero here, it sounds almost like a team of horses charging, but echoing weird off the cave. Because what it actually is all of a sudden you notice, for a quick second, the little canal here, the water level jumps up about 6 inches.
That means things are in it.
Watch the halfling.
But all of a sudden,
as
Thrain looks up down the hallway with his dark vision, you notice two little goblins standing on the rocks, clinging to them as they break this little dam, causing a 6-foot waterfall coming down the entire tunnel.
What's it this way?
This way is up on the ramp that's above you. It's like 15 feet over your head.
So we can go back to this or jump quickly across over there.
Actually, it's coming. It's the water's coming now. It's attack. It's coming swooshing huge water chunks down the tunnel.
Okay.
So against the wall, people! Against the wall!
No, you prepare. Shoot the water.
Okay. I could. It's like I stab at thee.
So pretty
I'm
much.
I'm going to.
It's like,
I'm running
Neptune,
to,
I stab at
him. Hold it.
Who's the tallest? I think I am.
She's got heavy armor.
I'm going to jump on her.
That will just...
Okay, well, actually, go ahead and as this water swath is shooting down the tunnel, give me a strength check.
Oh, crazy.
Strength check. Really, it should be dexterity.
Or
can I roll dexterity?
A dexterity.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
okay, perfect.
I'm not. It's 20. So.
Okay, you roll a 20? You use your dwarven stature, just planting your feet.
I also got a 20.
Gripping your axe.
I got a 20.
As the water bursts.
I got a 20.
Got a 9. Wait. Oh, he got a natural 20 too.
Yep.
Because I did not get a natural 20.
Xander, you use your dex, right?
You
know it. 22.
Well, I know that because how the water's coming, the right place to jump.
So you nimbly jump up and cling to one of the walls just above where the water line would be. Conveniently keeping your book out of the water.
Good thing.
Okay, Galen, what did you get?
I got a 21.
You got a 21?
It's not natural, but...
So you plant yourself...
And bring it on!
You remember when the storms of rage and the docks of Neverwinter, and
that's
you know how
right.
to brace the waves when they come after you.
Well, as a pirate...
Lady Corlin, what
water.
Did you get?
I got a 19.
Woo! Was it strength?
It was strange.
You plant yourself down, and you kind of tuck your shield in front of you, so as the waves crash around Thorin, you basically are right there to share with the strength of one solid piece.
And, you know, if the halfling would like to ride my back
again
during this, I would be delighted to have her there behind my shield.
I'm imagining, three warriors just standing in the fucking shield, like,
I got him.
Unfortunately... Tilda jumped to cling onto you with her halfling nimbleness, and just you feel on your shoulder a tug of her tiny fingers grab onto you as the water plucks her away from you, and you just glance over your shoulder. No, unfortunately not, because you were so busy tucking. You were planting.
Mine was
yourself.
A dexterity roll, actually.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, then you cling to the wall.
Yeah.
So you're out of the way. And you watch as the poor halfling is swept out, tumbling in the water.
Tilda!
As she kind of washes ashore outside the tunnel. And unfortunately, being bounced around, she takes another 2 points.
It was Tilda or the book.
Yeah, we know which way.
Sorry,
we know which way his sentiments lie.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I think we need to reevaluate.
As the water level quickly, like almost insanely quickly, drops as you hear Tilda's coughing and spitting
but
out.
But she's coughing. That means she still lives.
Fair Tilda, we will avenge you against this water.
Avenge nothing. We will save you. And Gundren. And the human whose name I can't remember.
Okay. So... Poor Lady Coraline even got some water in her. So what are you guys going to do? So it is Sultan. It is your turn. You're clinging to the water, and the water level's quickly, I mean very quickly, dropping. You know, just from the way the water level's dropping, that this was no natural act.
Well, didn't we see them?
You didn't.
Yeah. You didn't. The dwarf did.
I will drop and shout statistics on how she should, you know, probably hit her chest to get some water out.
Don't forget.
Don't make me laugh. Remember, two hands, lungs. See, okay. It worked.
It worked. It did work.
Do you want to move up and see what happened?
I will do that.
Okay.
You can move how far?
30 feet.
Oh, he can easily move up.
So how far up are you going to want to go?
Go up right now.
I'll go up to where you can...
You've got dark vision, right?
Yes.
Okay, so right there. You see there's two goblins clinging to the rocks of what looked like it used to be a dam that was rigged up there with sticks and rocks.
Can I ray a frost one?
You actually can.
I will do that.
That is a natural one.
You fire your ray of frost. Unfortunately, there's so much
hanging from his nose.
There's so much misty water in the air right now from where the flood just rushed through. All of a sudden, a cloud of mist just solidifies at your feet and crashes right in front of you, and both goblins just look right at you. As your ray of frost just turned into snowflakes that barely reached them.
Now they can't see us. This was all part of the plan.
No, unfortunately, because it hits and crashes really loud and makes lots of noise.
Then they can't see us. It wasn't part of the plan. Then they know we're coming to be afraid. Part of the plan.
Coming already.
It was more intimidation tactics.
I will use my scary frost on you.
Who's next?
Okay, so, Tilda.
I'm going to come back up.
So, are you going to do a dash? Which is double your normal speed?
Yes.
Wow! So so she can get to right here, running.
Where in the seven hells did that come from?
Like, hand me the squirrel from Over the Hedge. No, Twitchy the squirrel from where they give him caffeine and who's
Over the Hedge?
Hammy the squirrel.
No, it's Hammy.
No, in the.
And he always
Twitchy.
Oh!
Twitchy!
Oh,
the squirrel! Love that! When they give him the coffee.
I remember.
Okay,
the
so then
over
we
the
have Galen the Galen.
I'm moving forward.
I think I got it all out.
See? What's your speed?
I helped.
30.
Dripping.
Actually, if you head this way, up on the...
No, we can't do that.
You would have to climb up. You can try to climb up if someone wants to try climbing.
Yeah, I'm with it.
We know how that has gone. So.
Oh, you saying I can't do it?
No.
I'm going to try climbing up.
Well, no, just based on previous experience.
Okay, on your turn, you can try it.
I think we should go kill these goblins. Can I see the goblins?
Based on previous experiences,
you
can't see. No. Let me go ahead and give you some description here since you're now there. Because you were carrying
on
the light, right?
On previous experiences,
no,
the elf was who's now there's light in the area.
And snow. You're welcome.
So what you see ahead of you is a cavern half filled with now only one large pool of water. A narrow waterfall high in the eastern wall feeds the pool, which drains out to the western end of the chamber to form a stream that flows through the cavern's mouth below. A low field of stone walls serve as dams to hold water. The wide exit stands to the south, which basically you can now see there's an exit this way to the south.
Okay. I just thought...
That's west for you.
Right. We have a bunch of water just poured out where we had tied our goblin.
No, he's over.
He's perfectly
And the sound of the waterfall echoes through the cavern, making it difficult to hear. over here.
What'd you say?
I'm shooting.
And what you notice when you come around is this pool is now empty. It's basically, it was a pool.
Well, we don't want them to
that was
the
what
other
caused,
pool
caused your waterfall.
I'm shooting one of the goblins.
Okay. Which one are you going to be shooting? This one or this one?
That one, the with the ponytail.
This one?
No, ponytail.
This one? Okay, with the top knot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But snow blocks the shot.
Flitter.
Do I get any... Let's see. I'm going to use my
inspiration.
Advantage.
Give you advantage?
So it's just 20-sided. Do I get any pluses for like dexterity or anything?
Sorry, what's that?
Do I get any pluses for like a dexterity
it
or anything?
It should be on your...
Where is it?
Where the blue marker is.
Oh, yes, there it is. Plus 7. Okay.
You are really good with the
bow. I'm really good with the bow. Ooh, 19 plus 7. Woohoo!
That,
26,
that
26, 26, 26.
Go ahead and roll for damage.
All right.
He tried to dodge but was blinded by the snow.
I didn't have that. 2 plus 3 piercing. Do I get?
So, so 5 total?
5 total.
Okay, you hit him with the arrow and he goes,
exactly.
But it does not drop. Okay, so he now has an arrow in him.
Is it in his knee?
It is. It is. It's a small.
He used to be
knee.
An knee.
He's going nowhere.
Okay, Lenny Corlin, your team of crack experts have been following your wise words excellently.
Marvelous job, Galen. You're so very gallant.
Thank you.
Now, can I see these terrible creatures?
You're back here, so you would have to move up.
I would like to move forward.
Okay, what's your speed?
30.
Oh, she's definitely up.
Okay, if you want, there's when you get to here, these are steps that go up. This is a rock wall. Or you can try climbing up what used to be a little waterfall.
I believe the steps are more graceful and, you know, dignified.
So that would get you right here.
Oh, yeah.
You come around behind one of the little buggers.
Now listen, goblins. If you give up yourselves now and surrender yourselves into our gentle care, we will see that you are united with your companion and you can come to my service.
In the afterlife.
Or if you are unwise, we shall be forced to kill you. The choice is yours. I'll give them a moment.
Okay.
But alas,
then I'll
only
beat
a moment.
Them with my axe.
Basically, you can tell that they're not surrendering.
I'll hit him with my axe.
Okay, swing the mighty Matilda.
I will swing Matilda at thee.
Swing Matilda.
I think
that's
I got a 20. 20.
That's a natural 20.
I just got a 20.
Go ahead and roll double dice
for those
at home,
that's okay,
another 20.
Where is my damage dice?
Should be here.
Ah, yes, great axe. Plus 5, 1d12. Okay.
So 2d12. Would you like to borrow
D12?
One?
No, I have 2 because I'm obsessive compulsive. And, a grand total of...
Yeah, he's not feeling well.
Yeah, so that's 8 plus... 3, that would be allowed.
You basically, when he refuses to obey your noble words, you slash him in half with your axe. And you just hear a puddle sound from each half hitting the water.
Oh dear. Well, perhaps his friends will understand that they should surrender rather than fighting.
Okay. And his compatriot with the arrow in his knee just kind of hisses at you.
I'll hit back.
Thrain, it is your turn.
25 would get me where? Up here?
Do you want to go up the water?
You want to climb?
Climbing is going to be a pain in the ass.
So just go around.
You're 25?
Yeah, but I'll still...
25 is right there.
Move me over here.
Okay.
I'll be there, and... I have no more healing. I'm out of it.
Slap a bandage. Rub some dirt in. You'll be okay.
You have cantrips.
Yes, but they don't heal, unfortunately. So I am going to
hit the axe,
and eventually
purple,
it'll hit statistically.
Okay.
It's turning purple.
Checking your axe at wounded knee.
Oh, God.
Seriously.
Okay, it's not a one.
Oh, unfortunately, God. Your axe goes tiddling off and you hear it splashing.
This is ridiculous.
Water.
That's it. Enough of the axe.
Yeah, I think you need to check the grip.
Okay.
Hey, no, you definitely hit that air.
Got it.
So we'll say.
And
axe.
That wall.
I'm not getting this one. I'm done with that.
And that
okay.
Wall.
So this goblin is going to proceed to pull out his little goblin sword. And he's going to.
I got your attention
now. He's
going to
try and do the other bad thing.
He's going to go over here and try to attack the
this
lady.
This one's
dead.
Coward.
No, he's not a coward. His friend just got cut in half, and he's going up. Wow.
He's actually,
you have an extremely poor judgment.
He's a goblin berserker, apparently.
He's a goblin badass.
And I'm assuming his 12 will not hit your AC.
No, it shall not.
He jabs out and scrapes across your shield.
You hold
you
his head.
You pulled my arm.
Oh my god, that was
awesome.
My
face.
Hair. You should have seen her face, and it was like the disgust in her eyes as to see how that goblin had marred her armor was truly awesome.
To those at home, she had a very good face.
Chi-Chi worked hours on this.
Right. And over around this rock by this dam, another goblin pops out with a short bow. And he's going to take a shot at you with his arrow.
Goblin Rambo.
And he rolls a 17.
That is exactly the same as my armor class.
That hits.
All right. Okay. It's like, so what happens? Like,
okay, so you will take 7 points.
Oh! Seriously?
Oh!
Unacceptable! Goblin must die!
As an arrow grazes your thigh and stains your garments with your own noble purple blood.
Okay. We might want to take. Yeah, we might want to take a short rest.
Right. So,
what is next?
Okay. So now it is Sultan's turn.
Can I move to here?
You can. You will be able to
see. That's me.
Oh, that is you.
Now, before you move, though, you will be able to see this one, but you can't see this guy because he's above different height levels.
Oh.
He's about 10 foot higher than
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Okay,
yeah,
so there.
And then.
So right here?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, easily in range. I'll do another frost ray.
Okay,
so
on the archer?
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
Because he can see in the dark.
Wow!
He rolled
a
natural one!
Again?
A one!
Shame dice!
Place that die.
Shame dice! Okay, we're swapping out the dice.
Yes, exactly.
You might need to do a shame dice card for that one.
I
think
one.
So. There's a piece of paper right there for that very purpose.
There's a box you can throw
it. You cast it again. This time, your ice hits the water right in front of him. But it freezes the water, providing him even more protection from your friend. He now has almost complete cover. He is
way
now under
go,
three-quarters
Sultan.
Cover there with the ice. And he's now got like a little portcullis slot through the ice.
See, I protected him. He's now our ally.
Okay, Tilda.
I'm going to climb up.
Okay, go ahead and give me a
it.
Strength roll.
I didn't say you couldn't do it.
Yes.
I said
okay.
Based on past experiences.
Okay, you climbed up here nimbly.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm going to go this way.
What's your speed?
25.
So, put you right there.
Okay.
So you see a goblin.
See, I did it. I did
who
it.
Must have had magic to create a shield of ice.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't
more like magic.
Okay.
Help.
Galen. What are you going to do?
I am going to move this way.
Kill something.
And I can't see this
you
one,
can't
right?
Can't see that one, but you can see that one.
I'm going to run up to that one and stab him with my longsword.
Okay, so you're switching weapons?
I am.
Does
okay.
She have to climb up that thing?
You would
have
to actually
climb. That's
climb
why I have
up
to
that.
Put my bow.
Yeah,
but you can't.
Do you
want to
try
all
climbing?
Those actions
because climbing that would basically get you right
action.
Next to him.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, you can't climb and attack.
That's why I
you can go around.
Yeah, she climbed as her action and then moved.
She can go around.
You can just
yeah,
go.
I could go around. Why I'm going to go around.
Okay.
And
let's
yeah.
See how far she can get.
How far
can
I get?
Here,
I can go 30.
You can shoot him.
Yeah, you can get all the way over there.
Can
you,
I shoot
what's your
him
speed of 30?
30.
30? Yeah, that would get you right here.
Get me right there.
Okay.
And Corbin's got the little guy that I've wounded already. Can I see the slot where he can go through?
You can try. He's got actually extra AC now because of the ice shield.
He cast ice shield to try.
You do know shooting your bow with this guy adjacent will make you have to roll disadvantage.
Yeah, well, I don't want to shoot him. He's covered. Lady Coral will just axe him.
Okay.
Oh, I have words with
him. She will axe him a question.
Just drop your bow and stab him.
Yeah. She's going to axe him a question.
Oh,
wait.
Yes.
Do you want me to drop
it's
my bow and stab him?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll drop my bow and I'll stab
him. Okay.
It's axe him.
And miss horribly.
Yeah, hold on.
It's a miss.
It's a five. Yeah, it's a seven.
It's a miss.
It's a seven.
Unfortunately, you drop your bow, and at the same part, when you try to pull your sword out, you get snagged as you're pulling it out. Fortunately, you spend too much time with your bow. You haven't loosened your scabbard.
That's right.
Okay.
So, Lady Corlin.
Well, my goodness. Look at what they've done to my armor. And I'm bleeding, too. I will smash this one in the head with my axe. Don his hide. And 18.
The 18 will hit.
Another one.
You bring your axe down from on high and crush the collarbone and rib cage in of this goblin, and it just dies at your feet. And just gives out this.
Don't break the arrow! Don't break the arrow!
Break the arrow!
No, I won't break your arrow, darling. You may have it.
As
it
falls
dead at your feet.
Hey! If I keep rolling
yet
once, why should everyone else
die? You nimbly sidestep the blood so you don't get any on you.
Oh, no. There's already sufficient blood of my own. I don't need goblin blood. It's terrible to get out. Vita will be angry at me.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Thrane, what would you like to do?
Now I can move 25, which would put me right here.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
On your short, heel, stubby legs.
Yep.
If you want, your axe is over here.
Yeah, I don't care about
okay
that. And then
we'll get that later.
He still has AC, right?
He still has extra AC.
No, he doesn't. So I'm going to try. As I'll pass, I will make the sign of Duin's Path as I pass the goblins, because while they were horrible, they were still living creatures, which
okay
I think is respectful.
It is very respectful.
Chipmate, baby.
Chipmate, baby.
And then move over here and extend the hand that had the axe and say, I've relied too long in the works of men, and extend my hand, do and guide my hand, and I'm going to sacred flame him, which ignores armor.
Ooh!
He has to make a dexterity save.
Okay.
Minus, because he's my spellcasting ability. So he's at bonus of attack, so it's minus 5 for him, I think.
Okay.
That works?
So what's the spell should say what the...
Oh, DC is 13.
13?
So, no, it's just 13.
13? Okay. So you cast your spell... Flames descend from the darkness of the ceiling
and
burn.
Light it up.
Actually.
And he does... Actually, he might. So what's the DC 13?
Yeah.
Okay, he does not. He jumps around and you hear him jumping and the squealing noise that's just barely muted by the waterfall of the glow, especially for those of you that don't have dark vision, you see a glow come behind the ice.
Ooh,
and
pretty.
You see a reflection.
6 points of damage.
It burns him horribly.
Awesome.
Know what I know?
As you just hear him popping and sizzling back there.
If fire fights fire, then ice will fight ice.
Okay. The goblin... gonna try not to fight at this point.
As he learned his lesson, I offered them surrender.
Does anyone else smell bacon?
Delicious.
Oh my.
I know I'm killing him. I need to kill something. One.
You have issues.
You have many issues. The
if
goblins,
I can't be happy, why should someone else?
The goblin's actually going to run.
Oh.
He's kind of got to at this point.
Oh.
He's
going to
go this
surrendered
way. Do you have any weapons on you?
Yes, a large axe.
No, you have two axes.
No, I'm sorry. I have a giant warhammer and an extra hand axe.
But you're not carrying.
Okay,
though.
So I'm assuming you grabbed your warhammer, right?
Yeah, of course. I
so
okay
is he going to get an
so
opportunity
he
to attack?
He is going to get an attack of opportunity as the goblin gets away from his area
okay
of influence.
Plus 4. Ooh, am I going to hit?
11?
I'll give it to you. We're still learning. I'll let you roll another d20 and see if that one's better.
Okay. No.
No.
As you swing and you just hear the through the air, He's
a fast
it's
little sucker.
Running
Yay.
In here.
To alert everybody. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll just have to kill them
okay.
all.
That's right. We'll just have
to
kill them all.
Okay.
Sort them
out later. It is Sultan's turn.
1, 2, 3, 4. Can I see him?
So
he's
you're
got dark vision.
I do have dark vision.
Yeah,
I,
you do have dark vision.
But you're also
actually,
carrying the light.
Oh, yeah.
Just drop the light.
Yeah, I'll drop it here. I
actually, you can see because there's a, actually light in here.
Oh.
I am
there
right.
There is actually a decent sized fire right there.
I am right front of frost hitting him. I'm spending that because I'm going to hit something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're going to hit something.
You're going to
hit.
19!
19, ray of frost goes out. He makes this gacky noise.
3 damage.
And then your ray of frost shoots out and freezes him right in front of the fire that's there solid.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
As you just hear a little...
But he finds it soothing after the horrible burning he's
So true.
So
which is very
so he goes from a regular burn to frostbite.
Apply
yeah, nice
frostbite. Apply ice to the area. And funny enough, that is what you call a burn.
If applied correctly, it will reduce swelling.
That was awesome. Oh, yes. We reward humor.
But unfortunately, he has ran out there and made a warning. And what's worse is...
There's also a warning that this guy just turned into ice.
Yeah, in a room that was all lit up.
But aren't you out in front, Saltadel?
Because I was killing
well,
something.
Well, he's sort of out front. He's still in the other
as
room.
Well, it's how do you determine front?
As your eyes adjust.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
As your eyes adjust, you notice that there's a bugbear, goblin, and you think there might be a wolf in the
That's
corner.
Dead.
Yep, that one's dead as his body slowly starts defrosting and crackling apart.
Well,
That's an image.
Well, hello, I say an orc. Or I say a goblin.
Okay, Tilda, are you looting the goblins?
Yes, I'm looting the goblins.
Okay.
You hear the salt elf say something very...
Loot, loot.
I don't know I'm doing it.
Okay, so you're over here, ankle-deep water. Okay.
Pick up the axe.
Please, I'm
you
done
actually
with that.
Can.
Just...
I'll loot the axe too.
Whoop.
You'll give it back to me.
I didn't see any axe. What axe are you talking about?
I won't steal anything from a
right. You're just retrieving it for him and looting the bodies as you go.
Exactly, but you guys don't know this.
And you're not really stealing. It's like loaning.
You're not going to
well,
steal the axe?
Dead. They're not
like
using it anymore. I already have one.
That, I was going to say, that sounds like you're loyal to your friends.
But I'm picking it up for him.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
So, guys, you're getting an idea
guys.
That Sultan wasn't kidding when he said, well, hello there.
No, I said that in Goblin.
Oh, okay.
Guys.
Galen, it is your turn.
After all we've been through, this doesn't surprise me.
Okay. Huh? So.
Which one? Oh, yes.
I am going to pick up my bow and stand in front.
It wasn't personal. It's a secret.
And see what's there.
I'm
and I
woman.
See the bugbear.
As soon as you walk through, you see the bugbear and a goblin, and you're pretty sure that there's a wolf curled up on the floor right there.
Well, and I'm going.
And by
to...
the way, the bugbear looks just like that.
Minus the,
human
he
head in the hand.
The
it's actually a goblin head that he just recently killed a goblin.
Did
you gotta keep them in check.
Did they respond to me talking to them?
They will shortly, yes. Because they're kind of like goblin comes running in,
like,
blasted with ice blast, and breaks apart at the floor.
They're probably going to surrender.
Villainous creature, surrender to us now!
I agree wholeheartedly awesome. With Gavin.
I will translate. Man. She said you should surrender to her. I don't have
that. See, you guys didn't work.
You did. Now, what are you going to do for your action?
So you hit him.
I've had my bow drawn on him.
Okay. Are you going to shoot?
You can hold.
Are you just going
to
hold
I asked them to surrender, so it would only be right to...
As a folk hero would.
She is
a
gallant.
I translate
okay.
into, She says you need to surrender, but I think you are doing fine. Don't
care. Yeah, I don't think he's chaotic good.
Lady Coraline, ahead of you, I know you're wounded and your fineries are stained. But you sense that there is danger ahead. And the folky one has stepped up. What would you like to do?
Well, I will join her. Shoulder. Well, actually, I'll step a little forward, Effa, because
I can shoot over you.
Exactly. And I shouldn't like to muss your aim. And I have the big axe.
And a shield.
And a shield. So really, I should be in front. And okay. It's my sacred duty to do that.
And I will cover you.
As a true noble should. Is this a good location for you?
I think that's perfect.
Okay.
Really.
Would you like to do anything for your action?
Come forth, vile fiend, so that I may hit at thee.
I love it. She says that you're doing great.
So you're going to ready your action, so in case they move up?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing too, isn't it?
Yep.
So.
Okay, Thrain.
I will also move up.
Okay.
Right next to her.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
He says he's never seen a bugbear as sexy as you.
While he says that, I'm going to just put myself a little in front. Aww. In front of the ground and growl at them.
Oh, I do like the way you growl.
They are goblin folk.
I'm speaking in
goblin. I'm hoping they don't surrender.
Dwarves will sound like gravel when they
for
do
a
that.
Second, you kind of hope that's not your cousin's head in his hand.
Better not be.
Mm. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Does it look
I thought
like
they
it?
Wanted him alive.
No, it doesn't, okay. Thankfully.
It's probably the human.
Your cousin has better
We're
brains.
Too late.
Yeah.
Okay. So, unfortunately, at this point, the goblins aren't happy at all.
We're okay with that.
We don't care about their happiness, do we?
They seem angered.
I mean, while philosophically we care about the net happiness of the world, happy to lower their happiness as it will increase others' happiness. Specifically ours in this case.
And I'm willing to make that sacrifice.
I'm willing to make their sacrifice.
That nice of a guy. Okay, so this goblin, well, we can just carry on with initiative on this one because pretty much...
Yeah, nothing changed.
Yeah. This goblin is going to be gutsy, and he's going to pull out his little pig sticker and run over here and try to attack the dwarf.
Go for it.
He's a dwarf, after all. You must always attack dwarves.
So, if I'm in the same space...
He rolls a one, and unfortunately trips and falls prone right at your feet with his mighty goblin charge.
I'm going to say...
They are surrendering.
I'm going to say, if you're wise, you just stay there.
Now, question on the game.
If you didn't have a bunny right there, I think that would...
I translate.
That is something I love about the bunny mechanic.
Question on the game mechanic at this point. If that goblin tries to get up, does he get an attack of opportunity?
Technically, it's only when he's leaving his his.
That's what I thought.
Influence.
You know, it's not like the old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where every time
that's
you try to do something, it's giving an attack of opportunity.
I translate that.
And another goblin steps out of the shadows there with a bow in his hand, and he's going to try to plink an arrow into you.
The more the merrier.
I translate that as well. I'm a very good translator.
You have mastered the translation skill.
He's
going to get a 15 to AC, which bounces off your armor. Ding. Just. Puff out your chest, the arrow goes skittering across without even leaving a mark. All right, and the bugbear.
The clock is ticking down for you, my friends.
Who is not happy at seeing you in his abode. I mean, after all, that means he has to work now because the goblins won't put up with, you know, a boss who lets, you know, adventurers come to his cave. He's going to come over here.
Ah, finally. Oh, I thought he was going
to
come over.
Nope, he's going over to the wolf.
Uh-oh, he's on a chain. He's going to
let sick him, boy.
He's going to
release the hounds.
And
release the dogs of war.
Pulls up a hook
Let's
in the ground.
Release the Kraken.
That had the dog chained to the ground and grab his
and
javelins instead of next to the dog. So he now has a pair of javelins as well as this big morning star that's on his belt.
Okay.
And it is Sultan's turn.
Okay, so can I go in the same space as a dwarf?
Technically, you have to be in your square, but you can go through a friend's square.
So you can enter the room.
I'm going to move in front of you in a second anyway. Or you can just be behind him.
Yeah, just go behind him. You can cast over him. He's not very tall.
Wait, can I cast over him?
Yes, you're taller than he is.
It's not like in third where you're at disadvantage to shoot.
Yeah, you can just go right here.
Okay, yeah.
Which one are you trying to aim for?
I'm trying to use a cone attack.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you might want to not do that behind all your friends.
Well, step over here.
If you step
over here. Okay, so I'll do that.
There you go.
Okay.
And then I will
don't worry, because you doing engage.
Because you've only... I will do burning hands on the
tree. Well, no, woo! Is that a cone?
That's a cone.
You guys, don't forget, you can split your movement in this version.
That's right.
He can step up and step back.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
But just be careful, you are now next to this guy.
And you can get an attack of opportunity.
If you leave his spear...
Isn't he prone?
He is prone, but he can still...
Okay, and so...
So his axe didn't go skittering across the floor?
No.
So
he
did.
He fell
prone. They have, no, it, it, oh, wait, they have to beat a 22.
To dex or...
Dex.
Okay. Yeah, because they're dodging.
Okay. Oh, check the spell. What's the actual DC? I thought it was less than that.
Well, I thought it was what I rolled.
No, it's actually on the spell list. It should be a set
number.
Right
here, no, it's not.
Yeah, you got to look in the back of that book.
Yeah, pretty close. B.
So he's got a space in a book.
Yeah.
He twiddles his fingers, snaps his hands out, puts all of his fingertips together.
As you hold your hands with your fingers, each creature at 15 makes a dexterity saving throw.
So a dexterity saving throw.
What's the DC on it?
Does it say?
Doesn't?
No. I think it's what I rolled.
So
here, let me see. Because I know, like, on the Sacred Flame one, it's got a DC on it.
Yeah, well, Sacred Flame is for priests.
Yeah, this is a mage.
I worship a god, but...
The DC to resist one of your spells is 8 plus your spellcasting ability. Check your character sheet. It should say what your DC saves are in the far spot. Somewhere in that area.
Here.
Yeah.
DC?
Just.
The saving is 13.
13? Okay.
So 13 plus 8.
Okay. Well, no, it's 8 plus your... The actual breakdown for the number is 8 plus your spellcasting ability modifier plus your proficiency bonus.
Okay, so...
So 13.
Yes.
Okay. So first, the bugbear is going to try to make his dex save. He's plus 2.
Oh,
natural 20.
Yeah.
Aw, man.
That is one nimble bugbear. Jeez.
He's covered with fur. Then comes the goblins, who roll 18.
Oh, yay.
Come
no damage.
On. What about the wolf?
So I'm doing no damage.
Oh, that's horrible. You hit the wolf!
Woo!
What is the damage?
That's something at least.
1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
8. Now check your spell real quick. Or did I steal the book from you? I think it still does half damage on a miss.
Yeah.
So check your spell.
Oh, good. At least that's something.
Nice. It didn't say that.
Check it real quick because it should say something like that.
Creature takes 3d6 out of... Half. Yeah.
So
each take 4.
That's good.
You softened the
4 is better than
I thought that it was not damaged. That's a lot better. So yeah.
So the wolf is taking.
It's on fire in that area, yes.
The wolf is making this horrible sound, by the way. The fire is burning its hair off.
And then I will move back.
Okay.
I will take. He's on the ground.
You will risk the goblin's disadvantage for being on the ground attacking?
Yes. I can't imagine that's too.
Careful, you never know.
Yeah, he rolls a natural 20. And it's like. Oh,
that would be my luck. I roll a natural 20 on the attack that doesn't.
He actually rolls a 16 to hit you for the attack of opportunity.
You're joking.
Nope.
Okay,
that's the lower of the two rolls. It's going to be...
We'll take a long rest after this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just
got to
kill
these
guys.
If you're killed, I can...
3 points. He snicks at your ankle with his shorts, with his little scimitar.
It goes there.
No, it's temporary hit points.
Oh, that's if you get...
No, temporary, you don't...
Oh,
temporary is if you get it from spells.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's your character sheet. Wherever you want to put it, it's good. Okay, so now it's going to be Tilda's turn.
I'm still waiting for...
Okay, so Tilda's bringing up the rear! Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the axe.
Sneaking.
Oh, no, I have the axe.
She's got the axe. It's hanging out of her backpack. Okay, so it is Galen's turn.
Okay, I am going to use my advantage and shoot the bugbear.
You're going to shoot the big guy.
Shoot the big guy. That will be 21.
21 will hit.
Woo! Yay! Yeah. Okay. And 9 points of damage.
Nice
job. Damage.
A really good arrow shot hits it right in the chest, but it is still kicking. He's getting pissed as the moment goes. As you burned his dog, you burned his goblins.
You burned him.
A couple of his hairs. His beard is now gone, singed off.
Oh dear.
He is not happy.
Well, he should have surrendered.
Okay, Lady Corlin.
That's right.
Well, I think that there's only one thing I can do. I should go hit the bugbear in the face with Matilda.
Okay.
The
guy that's right in front
there of him. There is this one
that's
prone. I'll take care of the one.
Yeah, but that one's next to Thrain. Yeah.
I think Thrain can handle
yes,
him
quite
easily. Yes,
but the archer's in front of the bugbear.
Yeah. Well, then I'll dispatch the archer first.
Okay, so you're going up to the archer?
Yes, Matilda to the face.
That's a special maneuver.
All of 10 against the whatever his AC is.
If the goblin was a truly noble creature, he would have stood taller so that your axe swing could have hit him.
Well, I think Lady Corlin was just demonstrating, making the rest of us who have missed consistently feel better.
She was inspiring you all by gallantly going up
there. It's more like this.
I was trying to show my
Shoo, little goblin.
Okay,
you
my
should
turn.
Surrender.
Okay.
This guy's at a disadvantage because he's on my
He's
feet,
on his
right?
knees, yep. You have advantage.
Wish him.
You shouldn't have gone for the elf, I'll say. 12 plus 4 plus 4, 16.
That will hit.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yay.
5, 6, 7 points of damage.
You just...
Brain skull crusher?
As his head just explodes at your feet.
He did it! He crushed another skull! Woo!
Nice crushing
skull! Strange skull crusher! As we so have dubbed thee.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you just exemplified why we call it.
Okay.
I love that.
And at that point, the bugbear is not happy because you're killing his goons,
his minions.
I didn't kill any of them.
They're all slightly dead.
So the archer that Lady Corlin charged is going to try to plunk an arrow into your point blank range, which is at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Because he is right in front of him.
Because you're scary and intimidating and right in his face.
Hello, little goblin.
And he rolls a 5, clinking an arrow right between your feet under your shield. And he just kind of looks at
just
you.
Just grabs the
almost
arrow.
Almost apologetically, you see him
like poking at you with the arrow.
I just see Gary doing it.
Of the goblin trying to hammer an arrow into her.
It's like, that's radio for
you.
My turn.
Okay, actually, it is the bugbear's
turn. Yay, bugbear.
Who growls and is going to come up here and show his goblins how it is.
Okay.
How it's
swing
done.
Swing it, Lady Coraline.
There it is. There it is.
Dropping his javelins as he walks up to Lady Coraline.
He's
got his mace.
Okay.
You realize that this bugbear is quite... You've heard stories of...
He pulls out the mace.
The power of...
my eyes.
If I die today, I will die.
Brought to you by Mace Corporation.
If I die today, I will die
mace
in this vile cave.
It's mace.
Oh, look, he
and he
Dow.
Swings his morning star at you.
No, Dow's the chemical company that makes
mace. 15 yeah. inches of AC hits you.
No.
He swings, and you just lift your shield up, and your arm shudders as you feel the blow of this mace, just a mist shot against your shield. You know that you don't want to get hit with this. This would be very bad.
I don't want to get hit by it either.
Unfortunately, his wolf, whose turn is next, is basically going and hiding from the burning pain because he's been burned almost nothing. And Sultan, it is
okay.
your turn.
I'm going to Ray of Frost him.
Okay, where are you going? Are you going to have to go back into the room?
I can shoot over the dwarf.
There's a wall right there.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I can shoot the
wall. 1, 2.
Okay, so you're going to
Ray
of Frost
him.
Yeah.
With advantage. You know, your records know what a goblin does when hit by Rare Frost. What does a bugbear do?
Yeah.
16, so plus 5,
a
16, 21.
21 will definitely hit. Your Rare Frost is going to leap from your fingers.
So you've burnt him,
come on,
now you're
come on.
Frosting him.
Five damage.
Five damage?
That's good.
You've done 9 damage.
Yeah. He's chunked up. You can see his arm that was holding his shield is now frozen and shivering.
Oh, and he can only move 10 feet.
He can only move 10 feet from that
spot?
Well,
no, minus 10 feet. So.
Minus 10 feet? Okay.
So he's stuck.
He's slowed. Yep. Tilda.
Okay.
Are you going to join the
yes,
crew?
Yes, I'm going to go up in front. I'm going to go up to where I can shoot him with my short bow.
You're going to shoot the big guy, too? With advantage?
Uh-huh, with advantage.
Okay.
Nice.
And I got a...
Add your dex.
I got a 13. Oh, no, so I got a
15. 15 will not hit him. It hits his shield.
Blink.
What, was the dog still alive?
The dog's hiding, but
right.
You can back up.
And the archer is still
now.
There.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
the archer was
that
there.
That uses all of your 25.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be
so
in front of you.
Don't worry. We'll,
okay.
Yeah.
So it is Galen's turn.
I will shoot again.
Who are you going to shoot at?
The
bugbear again? Okay.
Shoot.
I get a 17.
17 what?
Woohoo! Okay. I get 4 points of damage. It all counts.
It all counts up. He's now got an arrow sticking out of his gut from your bow.
Yeah.
As you're like,
2 arrows. Don't break those arrows, dude. I want those arrows back.
Okay, so, Lady Coraline.
Well?
What shall you do?
Because I'm thrifty as well as a folk hero.
I must smack him about the head and face with my Tilda. But I think the
Tilda!
Bow...
Hey!
Matilda!
You know.
She is right next to you as well.
I just had visions of her picking up the rogue and...
I flourish.
You flourish with your axe, distracting it for all of your friends.
Yes. That's yes. my job.
Yeah, you're trying to draw its vision.
You're waving to both the archer and the bugbear to look at me with my great shield and axe.
You oaf! You should surrender to us. This is nonsense.
Okay, Thrain.
Move up here.
Okay.
You should pick on, I'll stare up at him, probably twice my size. Should pick on someone your own size.
And you'll just
and
have
you
to
have
cut
advantage.
Him down to size.
14, 18.
18 will hit.
Woohoo!
And in stereo, woohoo.
4 points of damage.
Okay,
ooh,
you just...
Another 4 points?
You just crack him in the thigh, and he is definitely seriously messed up at this point. You notice that he, you know, literally he kind of slips when you hit him with that blow. Okay, so it is the goblin archer's turn. Who is going to disengage for his turn, because he's a coward.
Since he was right next to
Well, he's using disengage as his action, so he can basically get away.
Anyone dead yet?
No.
Nope.
Good.
And he's
but the bugbear's hurting.
Really hurt.
Good move.
That's right. Okay.
I feel bad for the dog.
The dog, you hear it licking its wounds in the corner.
You know, we don't have a dog for the
I do have animal handling.
We can tame him,
and he can be our dog, and we can love him.
Not after a burn.
I will pet him, and I will feed him, and I will call him
and
George.
He is going to crush his Morningstar down on Lady Corlin. He's going to put all his rage and fury against all of humanity.
Okay. Well, before he does that, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, you realize when I said someone your own size, I wasn't being literal. Metaphor, you stupid idiot.
Oh, no. That hits.
22.
That hits.
Crunch. Not good.
That's
going
to hurt.
Cannot she get
hurt.
Out dead?
And we know. And we know if she goes down, we all go down.
Not necessarily.
You are 8 bursts of damage.
And I'm down.
The canary in the mine.
His morning star crashes against her and her knees just buckle and she's falling to the ground.
Oh, no. So I have 0 hit points. What happens?
So you're good at the moment. You're going to have to make a saving roll each turn.
I can fix her.
If you make your saving throw... You go to a success. After 3, you're back with 1 hit point. If you fail, you go and you could actually die. But I don't see your friends letting that happen.
And
I've
1d10 is my dice that I roll.
1d20. But it'll be on your next turn. So you're good.
I can do it. I can
okay.
survive.
So now, Sultan. The great human noblewoman is falling to her knees.
Though she has called me not a person, she has always been nice. Except for that.
Well, she's always been exceedingly polite.
So I'm going to Ray of Frost Hives.
Okay. If you want, you can go right there.
Oh,
there's no one opening there.
Oh, yeah. And
nice.
Safe short
opening.
People.
Yes, yeah. All short people between you and the bugbear.
Short and prone people.
13 plus 5, so.
Yes, you hit.
Yes.
18.
18.
18 will hit.
Yeah. 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. You cast your frost bolt, and as it flies over your friends' heads, it hits the bugbear clean in the chin, and it just encases his head in ice. As he falls backwards, and the head alone shatters.
We're not done yet, folks.
We're not done yet.
But the big one's dead.
Tilda.
I'm going to shoot at the running away.
The archer that was running away?
Like, I'm going to get him. He's a bush. Think he's a bush. Because you can kill a bush.
The eye of the bush.
Okay, I got a 11.
Your arrow shoots out and hits one of the stalagmites standing behind the goblin.
He's not a bush.
You killed the stalagmite!
You killed the stalagmite!
Okay, so Galen, it is your turn.
Well, then I will fire on the fleeing goblin.
Okay.
Kill him in the face.
You need to walk in the room.
And I roll a 1.
You try to shoot your arrow and you trip walking into the room. You were going to
I didn't snap my bowstrings at all.
No, you did not. You just tripped. I figured that would be nicer to give to you. You fall prone. Which you can still shoot from.
Damn right I can.
All
right.
Lady C, give me a d20 roll.
Don't die.
Okay.
Don't.
Big bucks. No whammy. Big bucks.
Natural 20.
20.
She rises up.
You put one hand out. And then you lift yourself up to one knee. And then what do you say to your friends as you come back from what they thought was death?
Cece?
Ow.
Well, I certainly have never experienced such a terrible fight. I can't believe they dented my armor.
As you do have this nasty on your shoulder plate dent from the morning star, just buckled your knees and you saw stars. But you are up with 1 hit point with that natural 20 on your death save.
She saw little splugs.
Little splugs dancing around her head.
Like sugar plums, only green.
And stealing
sugar
things.
Sugar plums. Sugar plums. Sugar slugs. Malt of the sugar plum fairies.
Brain. She is now taken to a knee. What shall you do?
Okay, so she doesn't need... I can't heal her anyway. So.
You can do medical healing.
Yeah.
You do have that skill.
I'm going to do that.
He's going to use medicine.
But it's only for... All it does is stabilize.
Yeah.
Well, so she's already stabilized. That's okay. All it does. So yes, I'd love to medically heal her, but that won't work. So I will step over to this dude.
Okay.
Whack him.
Whack him.
Do I think I could try to intimidate him if he survives?
Hey, you did roll a natural 20 the last time you tried. You swing your mace, and this goblin is scared.
Warhammer.
This goblin wants to live, and he's doing nothing but staying completely agile and quick.
He's next.
Okay, the goblin is next.
Run, goblin!
You will get an attack of opportunity as he leaves your square.
Okay. Roll big.
Finally, yes. 19.
Okay, give me a damage roll.
Take him down.
Oh,
crush his skull.
Four.
As he walks away, you hit right between his spine, and he just goes limp and hits the ground. With you notice his escape location was this area here, where his bow goes tiddling, and you hear familiar sounds of pebbles rolling as the bow goes falling down that small small creature could fit through.
Don't shoot the dog yet. I think I can.
No, I'm going to try to use animal handling.
Okay. You hear the wolf on his turn. He's still over there.
Do you want to assist me with the animal handling? Because why am I trying?
Yeah.
It is Sultan's turn. Sultan.
My turn.
Okay.
I'm doing stuff.
Okay. You're going over to the wolf?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
Well, I may have burnt you in the past.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that was me.
He did.
Oh my god! 20.
Yeah.
20 for animal handling.
Not natural.
Okay. Okay. So he kind of looks at you, kind of sadly, because he's
the pain stop.
Holds up his little firm paw.
Poor little wolfie.
Okay. So I'm assuming you saw some food and some of the loot that's there, and you decided to offer it some of the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So it kind of gingerly snaps the food out of your hand.
Ginger snap.
Thank you, Gary. Thank
That's
you.
Funny, because it's food. Because it's food.
Okay, so you're doing the animal handling thing.
No mind
the
if
dog
I have
to...
another cookie.
No, there he is.
You earned it.
You got a cookie.
Eat the cookies.
Give my dog a...
And also, while I'm feeding it, I'm going to write down any weaknesses I noticed of the bugbear. Why did fire not work as well as eyes?
The dog gnaws on your spell book.
No, he does not!
You have a new friend.
Okay, so the wolf is kind of... I mean, it obviously is acting like it's been beaten is how it was trained, but, you know.
I'm going to try positive reinforcement. Never tried that.
So,
that'll be a whole new experience.
Let's check this place out. What do we find? Yeah, can we take a short rest?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
You actually do believe, because the sounds of that waterfall, this would probably be a safe place to take a short rest.
Okay, yeah, so short rest.
Because none of the noise has really escaped this cavern area.
So right, short rest, we take our hit die.
So you can, if you need to heal, you can roll your hit die and get back that many hit points.
Do you get your constitution bonus with it?
You do.
Okay.
Oh, good. I'm back.
Oh, good.
7, 8, 9. Ooh, I feel great.
So.
I'm all healed up.
I'm at... Is there a constitution modifier?
Yes.
6.
Okay. For good or for bad. Okay, so you got back 3 of your 5. Yes.
And not only am I inspirationally going to write down its weaknesses, I'm also going to inspirationally write down what the dog likes as food, what it doesn't like.
It does not like the goblin you keep trying to offer it.
So what do we find here in this fabulous...
Okay, so in this room...
Wouldn't you say that's inspirational?
No.
Oh, hold it first. 3! I found something of yours!
And she offers you the axe.
Thank you, Tiny.
What did you say? That was inspirational.
Yep.
That was inspirational.
Because I didn't steal
That's why
it.
She got a chip.
No, me writing stuff. No,
oh,
I'm fine.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right that you're documenting as the dog is eating, you know, this buffet you set before it. So what you find is, of course, the fire pit, which has hot coals in it. Don't touch it. It burns. Over here... When you guys are checking out, you realize that this is a natural chimney that drops down over into this area.
Got it, which we've seen before.
Okay, and the big thing that you notice is, oh, see all those boxes and crates there?
Yes.
You see a ton of supplies there.
Are they the supplies that went up earlier?
No, actually, they're different stuff. They're piles and sacks and crates that...
I will get some of the supplies.
Most of them are marked with the symbol of the blue lion. It's the symbol of the Lion Shield coasters. A merchant company that you know almost in every town has a warehouse or a training post. And you have a feeling that if these supplies were taken to Fandalen and returned to them, they would probably reward you for it, because it's quite a few. It's going to be like two trips for you to get all this
stuff.
We
don't see Gundry
out
now.
To your wagon area.
No,
you don't see Gundry.
Can I try to roll the medicine?
Well, there's still places to check.
Or can you roll medicine to patch up your dog?
Another
yes.
tunnel.
Well, I can't patch up with medicine.
You can't. You kind of can.
I'll do it.
I'll do
okay.
it. And I'm good.
Then I'll assist you.
Okay.
So I get a 16.
Yeah,
do I get a plus
it.
From that?
So you get advantage.
Okay, cool.
You're welcome.
You everything. Thank you. So
he's
helps
like,
me
help him
the dog.
I'm getting a pet dog. It's going to be awesome. He's going to be my best.
And he's going to be horribly scarred.
15, 16,
okay.
17,
18.
And
you patch up the worst of the wounds.
Well, you know, it's a fitting companion for the salted dog.
Okay.
The scarred dog. Noble takes a goblin.
So, pretty
elf
much
takes a dog.
After you guys have all taken account of everything in this room and
hey,
taken,
are any of my arrows salvageable?
Two of your arrows are salvageable.
Thank you.
So after you take, you know, total count, and you guys are taking your short rest, you notice in this room are 600 copper pieces. This includes off the goblins in this room, by the way. So 600 copper. Who's going to be the accountant for the group?
Oh, I think the halfling should.
Yes, the halfling
okay.
should.
600 copper pieces, 110 silver pieces, 2 magical potions.
Mm-hmm.
During the short rest, would the magician like, the wizard like to check them out?
I would.
Because during a short rest, you can actually, they've changed the
I would
mechanic.
Like to check
you can
it out.
Identify magic things just by taking a short rest and playing with it.
I would like to.
Okay.
Should I roll intelligence?
Yes, I'll give you an intel roll.
Would this be arcane?
Yeah.
Plus 5. Yeah. That went bad so fast!
He's like, let's mix both your potions together and drink them.
That's why you shouldn't play.
You had better. You did better with this.
Was that a 20?
No, it was a 1.
Well, you still identify them as 2 potions of healing.
Cool.
Oh, sweet.
Sweet.
A small jade statue of a frog with tiny golden orbs for eyes.
I'm going to use detect magic on that.
It's worth about 40 gold pieces.
Do I think it could be magical?
And the statue is small enough that can easily fit in a pouch. It doesn't appear to be magical.
Okay, so I won't
it's pretty detect. Much mundane.
So... They prestidigitation says I can create something that would fit in my hand.
Prestidigitation.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Correct. I'm going to create a collar because he's my dog now.
Okay. So what are you going to call him?
Oh no, I meant like a collar.
Oh. Okay.
So he's
well,
creating a dog collar.
When you do that,
yeah,
with...
but he's going to take this. You can name the dog. You can name it.
I don't know. I gotta think.
Scarface!
Crispy!
Fluffy!
Well, that's just cruel. How about
Frankenstein? I like that.
Frankenstein, there you go.
I like that. And
it's an old elven name.
So, it works?
It works.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing there isn't, like, yeah. It's not like it's good.
Okay, sorry.
It's temporary. No, it's real.
Okay.
I got 12.
Okay.
It exists.
So it is a real thing. All right. So after you guys take your short rest, this is a really good time to wrap it up.
Okay. Woo! Good job, everybody.
And no one died 2 fights in a row without a stop.
Oh. Yeah, we haven't rested. We're just cruising along. Good job, everybody.
That was fun.
It works well. Everything looks good.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.